Good evening, folks. This is Carolyn Evers and Charlene McNeil. Hi, Charlene.
Hello.
We're just going to stop with a hello, huh?
Hello, hello.
Well, before we get into taking phone calls, and by the way, if there are folks out there who, you know, you want to call in for some healing, maybe you want to be connected to one of your guardian angels. You might have more than one, you know. You might want to know about something in your Akashic Records. You can give us a call. This is a toll-free number, 877-876-5227. And before we get down to business and really working here, Charlene, I thought I'd bring some information to our guests who are listening to our voice about one of the readings that I just did today for a person who had some questions to retrieve from her Akashic record. And I'm always so fascinated by the depth and the understanding and the information that comes out of the Akashic records. And the questions that I get from people are so interesting. Things like, what's their highest destiny? How can they achieve it? People who have some inkling of a past lifetime and they want information about that, or someone that they have met in this present lifetime and are having difficulties with it. Well, this person was asking about their highest destiny. Oh, we got somebody who had a question real quick. Your name, please.
Hi, this is Leanne in Louisiana. How you doing?
Hi, Leanne.
Well, I'm sorry I disrupted you. I called in because you had said to call in to ask about any guardian angels or spirit guides or Akashic records, and then you started on a topic, so.
Leanne, I'm such a talker that you can interrupt me anytime, and
yeah.
As soon as we hang up, I'll pick it right up.
Okay, and I just downloaded your ebook. I'm excited to read that as well.
Which one was this, Chaos Before Creation?
The Sake of Love.
Oh, The Sake of Love, yes.
Sure, and I was looking over your website, so I saw something about Archangel Michael, which I seem to, out of all, I'm sorry, that's I'm getting a beat, but it seems like I maybe might be receiving some help from Archangel Michael, so I just wanted to see if I could.
Before we, what you want to make a connection with him? Is that what your question is?
Well, sure, or it's
okay,
just whatever you feel.
Before we discuss that, Leanne, I really think this is something that you perhaps might want to know.
Okay.
Archangel Michael. Now, he is known as Michael. He is also known as Michael. That is the word that he uses.
Okay.
And he said to me, pronounce those two words, Michael, Michael, and notice the energy that is around Michael.
Uh-huh.
It's a more powerful pronunciation. I just a little aside there.
Right.
But he showed me when he came, this was in a vision. I've had this vision twice.
Mm-hmm.
When he came to this part of the cosmos, and he carried a string that is like in the string theory, and
mm-hmm.
It was red, and he showed me the end of it, and when I looked inside, there was all of the sacred geometric shapes, so that when creation actually came about, the sacred geometry from inside of that string came forth as part of the creation. He also showed me where all of his light workers, and
mm-hmm.
since you feel this connection with him, I'm sure you are a light worker of his also, that all of the light workers came with him at that moment, that we held the space. This was a great experiment, and we knew the reason that we were coming. And so here he was, he brings the string, all of his light workers are with him holding the space. And then I saw the four corners coming together, like you hear about the American Indians, you know, talking about the four corners of creation. These were gigantic columns. They went up so high, I couldn't see the end of it. Mm-hmm. They were enormous, and they just slid into space. He used the string, and then there was this explosion. It was an explosion of intense red light that kind of went into a white light, mm-hmm. and it covered the whole part of the cosmos as far as I could see. It was quite extraordinary. So, Leanne, I was telling you that story because, first of all, I do believe you have that connection with him, and secondly, he wants people to know that his light workers came with him. The other important thing that he wants people to know is that after this experiment is finished, so to speak, he is working on a new galaxy, a new golden galaxy. And those individuals who wish to assist him and work with him in that creation will have the opportunity to do so if they so wish. Isn't that beautiful?
Would that be at a higher level of living?
Yes, it will be at a higher level of living.
That's being prepared?
We're being prepared.
Okay.
You have some memories of him.
I do.
Do you care to share them with us?
Have some memories?
Uh-huh.
Well, the only, you mean in this physical life?
Well, whatever, physical life, past lifetimes,
well,
other planets.
I wish I could see the past lifetimes. Something just kind of struck me about him when I was reading some books about angels and working on communication with the angels. And he just kind of seemed to pop out more than the rest to me. And one day I was in New Orleans. I live in Baton Rouge. And me and a couple of friends were in New Orleans for Mardi Gras.
Oh, wonderful.
And I was with some friends that wanted to stay out all night.
Yeah, you kind of sound like the friend that would want to be out all night.
Who, me?
Yeah, you've got a little daring about you.
Maybe. Well, that daringness puts me in those predicaments, of course. And so it's maybe 3-4 in the morning at this point, and I'm thinking I'm ready to go home, and nobody else is, because, you know, the French Quarter stays out on, you know, it's open all night, especially during Mardi Gras. And I just asked Archangel Mike, because I'd learned from some various books that you could ask for anything you want.
That's right.
And they'll come to your rescue. And I said, well, this Archangel Michael, get me out of here. Okay. And I'm not kidding. It was, I don't know if this is, I don't know what happened here, but I'm sitting at the end of the bar, and this guy comes in a black leather jacket and black slithery glasses. Tall, dark hair, and he sat at the end, and something told me just to go over there. I was tired of hearing what everybody else was saying, so I went over and walked up and just said, hey, and I don't know what we started talking about, and I said something, I guess I said something about Archangel Michael, and he showed me his pendant.
He did what?
He showed me his necklace.
Oh, his necklace.
He goes,
okay.
Oh, Archangel Michael. You know Archangel Michael? And I said, well, yes, I do. I guess I do. And he showed me his necklace, and he said, I am Archangel Michael. I came to pick you up.
He came there to pick you up. I love it.
And he said, I got a red Porsche outside. Come on. And I went, oh, no. I'm not getting in I'm not getting in the car with the black leather jacket and a red Porsche with a guy that I just met. And I went over to my friends and I said, Archangel, and I said, look, I'm sorry, I know you think you're Archangel Michael, but I don't really know if it was him. But then I said, I'm sorry, I'm not leaving with you because I've come to get you breakfast and get you a cab and take you home or something. And I said, okay, whatever. And went on with my business and went and told some friends. And he goes, okay, well, guys, got to go back to work, and flew off. and was gone in, like, I don't know, 10 minutes.
So what's your question? You want me to call in Archangel Mikael and ask him if he was there in a black leather jacket?
I don't like it.
Is that what you had in mind?
Well, I would like some confirmation on that. I don't know what that was, but or anything. If you want to pull something out of the Akashic records, or if you want to tell me who my spirit guides are, the names, I want to know it all. So whatever you want to do.
Well, darling, we've only got 45 minutes here.
Okay.
You want to know it all. I mean, you know, that's a little difficult. Okay, out of all the things that you want to know, anybody ever tell you you were a know-it-all?
Okay.
You're not.
Okay, Miss Lee Ann, out of all of these questions, what is the greatest burning desire right now that we can help you with?
I would like to put a finger on my right work.
Your mission?
Yes.
Okay. I will go to the Universal Akashic Records and get the cherubim to pull your book and see what your soul promised this time around. But I have a sense from our conversation that there is something on your mind. What is it that you think you should be doing?
I believe I'm a light worker. I have a feeling it's something spiritual.
Well, I sort of think you do, too. It's why... I just
don't know which area and how to do it, what it is out of all the ways that I could do it. You know, I don't know the right... I don't know the next step and you know, in which way I would bring it out.
Okay, let's talk a little bit about that. I have people who come on the conference calls. It might be something you want to do is to meet up with Archangel Mikael on the conference calls because he has done something quite remarkable. He's brought in the standing wave, which is the wave that is in the Pyramid of Cheops and also the wave that is in the sacred spiritual sites around the world, and we are working with him on that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's very serious business. So just as an aside, you might want to do that. But let me say this, that I hear this all the time from the records, that these questions, the cherubim are always willing to bring these answers forth, but they say constantly that the individual can tap into this themselves by meditating and connecting with their higher mind. So I want to talk a little bit about that first, because this is something that you can do, and people don't know how to do it, is what this is all about. Your higher mind is explained to me as an entranceway to the soul monad, which holds all of this. Matter of fact, this was exact. You know what's so interesting about this, Leanne? This was a topic I was going to talk tonight about right when we came on, because I had another individual ask something very similar to this. And they were told that their soul is so large, that the energy of their soul and experience is so large, that that's one of the reasons why we have a difficult time tapping into it, because this reservoir is so big.
Mm-hmm.
And we're a small reflection of that. And also, we came to Earth, our memory was cut. And that's why... one of the reasons that we have a difficult time understanding what we're supposed to do. You know, I laugh about this, Leanne, and I say, well, you know, they should have given us an operation manual, and they didn't do any of that.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So, have you meditated and tried to connect to your higher mind?
I have, and I guess I'm not getting a clear enough answer.
Okay. How do you... And I'm not trying to put you on the spot. I just think this is very important.
Mm-hmm.
What is your process? When you sit down and meditate and you try to reach your higher mind, what process do you use?
I sit still and calm my mind and try not to think of anything and only listen to what would pop up.
Okay, that is using your intuition, and a lot of people do meditate in that way.
Mm-hmm.
But when you connect with your higher mind, There is something special that people must do, and it's this. God, Source, whatever word you want to give to the person's reference to God, the only emotion that Source really had that was original with Source was love. So we are a sort of like a reflection of love and Source in our soul. Our soul is actually made up of little particles of God. I was very fortunate enough to see this, to see the creation of souls, how God sent forth these little particles of light and how they coalesce with colors and sound and it evolved into the souls that we are. And so love is the overriding emotion. And when you want to connect with your higher mind, you must use love. Not saying, oh, you know, I love God, but you must feel that emotion. And like I feel that emotion when I look at a child, I see this innocence of these children playing, or beautiful flowers, or mountains, or the sound of the ocean. Do you have something in your life where when you look at it or think about it that you feel this sense of love?
Do I?
Yeah.
Yes.
What is that?
My children.
Okay. How you feel about your children, that emotion, you don't necessarily have to think of your children, but that emotion that you feel when you think of your children.
Right.
That is the emotion that you must hold in your space. So when you go to meditate, you connect to that emotion. You don't have to think all these thoughts about your children, but that feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you sit there, you send that feeling upward with the intention that you're going to send it up to your higher mind. Now, the first time you do this, it takes a while. After you connect, you'll be surprised how fast you're able to do this. So you sit there, you send this emotion up to your higher mind. You don't have to know where your higher mind is. Just have the intent to do it. And now you might play music. You might some beautiful music. You might light candles. You might have a lot of things that you do to make you feel comfortable. And then you send this up to your higher mind, and at some point, you have your question ready. And at some point, you know that you've reached it because it's like a connection. You feel this connection. Then when you feel this, it's an intuitive thing, you then send your request. Maybe your request might be, what is my mission? And your higher mind will send you the answer, and this is how the answer comes. It might come as a voice. You might hear the answer. It might come in colors. It might be a combination of colors and sounds. Now, if your response, because see, every person is different. Some are clairaudient. We work with spiritual information in a different form. Now, if the answer comes in colors and perhaps even sound, then you ask your guardian angel to interpret it for you. Or you might ask your higher mind to answer your request with words. And this is the way you do it. Now, Tom Kenyon, are you familiar with Tom Kenyon?
Say his name again.
Tom Kenyon.
I'm not.
Anyway, he's a sound healer. If you're interested in this, he has a marvelous record CD called The Gandhava Experience, and he calls in the masters by name. And when you call, he did this at a conference of his. You call in the masters by name, and you have that vibration there. And on that vibration, you will connect. If you work with that, you will connect with your higher mind and get all of these answers. So I wanted you to know a way to do this because I think, number one, it sounds to me like you are ready. And also, this is the time when Archangel Michael is awakening people. And I think that this is what you are in. You are in the throes of being awakened. Now, I've given you a method, and what I'm going to do now, Leanne, is see if we can get an answer for you. When people come in the conference calls, one of the things that the masters want is people to learn how to do this, to see them, to hear them. I see them and hear them, and I give the information to the people on the conference call, but we work with trying to get people to see into the next dimension. So that's why I've given you some thoughts here, because we are masters. It's just that we don't remember our mastery. So give me a minute, and let me see what I can find out for you.
Okay.
And I was kind of chuckling because usually when I work with the Akashic Records, the cherubim are standing there. And this time, it is not. My dear Leanne, who is here is the big guy himself.
Who's it?
The big guy with the sword. Who do you think?
Archangel. You call it Mikhail?
Yes, indeed, darling.
Okay,
here's what he wants you to do.
Okay.
Do you feel calm?
Yes.
Okay, you feel calm, relaxed.
Mm-hmm.
He is standing in front of you.
Okay.
He is taking his sword.
Mm-hmm.
He is resting it on your left shoulder.
Okay.
And he is telling me that what he wants you to do is put your consciousness in your left shoulder. In other words, just sit there, relaxed, and see if you can feel something that's different on your left shoulder. It could be an energy. You might feel his love. You might even see the white light that he is sending your way. I'm seeing the light that is coming from his other hand. He's holding his other hand up.
Mm-hmm.
And this light is coming towards you. It is sparkly. It is sparkly. And he is asking me to ask you, Leanne, do you feel it?
Yes, I feel a kind of a tenseness.
You feel
almost
what?
Like a cramp.
What do you feel?
A tenseness.
Okay, there's a tenseness there. So there is something there that you are feeling that is different.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Kind of like kind of like when you're injected with something. You know, when you get have you ever had a cortisone shot?
Never had one, darling.
I know. In your rear. That's what I kind of feel.
Well, you've given me a very descriptive word.
Kind of like a numbness or
a
tenseness of the muscle.
Now,
I don't know if that makes sense.
It's okay. He just wants you to feel something in his touch. And you are feeling something that is, like you say, a tenseness. Now that he has your attention, he wants to send you a ray of joy. And he is saying, put your consciousness in your heart area. And as you put your consciousness in your heart area, see it light up. First of all, what is being sent there is a ray of white light. And as it moves into the chakra itself, there is a blaze of pink. Do you see that?
See a blade of what?
Pink light.
Oh,
white has turned into pink light.
Uh-huh.
in the heart area. He is asking you, do you feel its warmth? Just concentrate. Just send your consciousness into the heart area. Do you feel the warmth?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. He is saying, Leanne, and these are his words, I have not forgotten you. You and I have danced together through many lifetimes. We have been more than acquaintances. We have been friends. And know that it is no mistake that I am here speaking to you tonight. I am calling you. I am calling you as I have called my other light workers. I am here to awaken all of my light workers at this time, as I promised you. You have felt the urgency in your heart because there is a part of you that remembers that this is the time. This is the time. Thank you for spending this moment with me. There is work that we have to do together. At this moment, he is bowing to you. And he is leaving for the moment. But he'll be back, Leanne.
He is what to you?
He'll be back.
Before he said he was leaving, you said he
He's leaving this sphere, this moment that we are connected to one another. He's, you know, he comes and goes into our consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
He was here in the consciousness, and he has just left, and he has given you that invitation because he is telling you that you are awakening to his call because now is the moment.
Okay, did he, the moment for what?
Well, the moment for, well, kind of what you missed here is he made a promise that he would come at this time and awaken all of his light workers.
Mm-hmm, I caught that.
This is what he is doing. This is his mission right now. And I would suggest that you work with this information that we have given you with connecting with your higher mind. You've been to the website. If you're so inclined, there is a book there that Archangel Mikael has given to us that is called Earth History, Past, Present, and Future. You might even think, if you're so inclined, to join us on his conference calls. But now, let's take a moment, Leanne. I have the sense that the cherubim are ready, as they do have your record, because one of the things that you wanted to know was, what is your mission in this lifetime? So let's see what we can find out for you on that, okay?
Okay.
Everybody's record has a color associated with it.
Mm-hmm.
And the color that is associated with the record has to do with the color ray that God called that soul forth when God created a group of souls. So you are you were called with a group who was the predominant color was blue.
Mm-hmm.
So on the cover of your book, there is a blue, and it is not an aqua blue, it's not a royal blue. It is, and it's not a turquoise. It's sort of what I would call a true blue.
Mm-hmm.
And what that represents is truth.
Mm-hmm.
Truth in the spoken word. So you were one who was called forth who would use words. And their teachers come in many forms. Some come to teach through art. Some come to teach through writing. You came, one of your strongest points is through the speech. And when I do a reading like this on the radio, it's not an in-depth reading like when I do a reading for someone, a full-fledged reading from the Akashic Records. So the cherubim have to show me images. And so they are showing me some of the images from your past lifetimes. And they're showing me one image that was in Greece where you were a teacher. And I see you dressed in what I would say is the traditional, what you might think of as the traditional Greek garb. The long gown, this was white. It was crossed in the front with a gold braid. You were a follower of Isis in that particular incarnation. And again, you taught through the voice.
Mm-hmm.
I see you in one of the temples. There are some of your other sisters there who were also Isis initiates. And you worked with a large group of people, teaching them the modalities of healing. And so this has been a pattern for many of your lifetimes, being the teacher, teaching with the voice.
Mm-hmm.
And what they're doing now is they're closing this particular page because they are saying that this has been a pattern for you through many of your lifetimes, teaching with the voice and healing, doing spiritual healing through the voice,
mm-hmm.
that it is one of the reasons why your soul sent you to this planet at this particular point in time, because it is one of those things that you will be doing again, teaching with the voice. So, my dear Leanne, I think we've given you all that we can for this particular moment. My goodness, you've been visited by Archangel Michael. You stood before the cherubim. You got some look into your past lifetime, so I think you've been treated very well today.
I really appreciate you and your help. And,
so
thank you for your time.
Did you resonate to any of that?
Yes. I speak and motivate and do a lot of trainings with my voice. So.
Oh, do you really?
Yeah.
How curious. Isn't that interesting?
And I don't really write things down. I study and then I talk. And I usually do, speak and just randomly speak of what I know. But did you say a blue color on my book?
Well, you see,
what'd you say?
What the record is, it's vibration.
Okay.
A person's record is vibration. The same way that you have vibration around your physical body and Charlene talks a lot about this. Everything in some essence is a part of vibration. And so where the records are, it is vibration. It is it's like on a magnetic spot. It's very similar to a backed up computer disk. And when the cherubim bring someone's record to me,
mm-hmm.
they show it to me in the form of a book, because that is our human understanding.
Mm-hmm.
It's not really a book,
mm-hmm.
but humans can understand something if it's in the form of a book. Your record is imbued with the blue, because, and they show this to me on the cover. Actually, around the cover there is also some gold ornamentation, and it has to do with what you have achieved in your past lifetimes. And so they show who you are on a soul level as a book that is blue with gold embellishments on it. And if you think of the voice, the throat, truth, you can understand where that blue comes from.
Mm-hmm.
And it was because, you see, when souls were created, Source, I call God in the center of the cosmos, Source. Source sent off, as I explained, all these little particles of themselves. And it was like an explosion of this magnificent white light, all these little particles. And there were sounds and there were colors. And the colors and the sounds, these all had to do with the blueprint that Source had put together. And so each wave of these souls were created with different sounds, with different colors, because each in each soul, they were imbued with the will of God to participate in this magnificent plan that God had put together. And it was incredible, Leanne, because when this happened, the souls came forth, and there was this amazement. It was like one moment they were nothing. It was nothingness. And after going through all of this, the next moment they had consciousness. It was quite a remarkable sight to see.
Wow. Well, I really appreciate all your help here. And you have been really nice to give me this much time. So
I would like to know more about what you do, Leanne. Send me an email and tell me, because
okay.
It sounds exciting.
Well, sure. Okay.
Okay, dear.
Thanks a bunch, and
uh-huh,
I'll keep
bye.
Listening.
So, Charlene, one of the reasons why I spent this time with Leanne is because I thought the processes that we were going through was very important for our listeners to be able to hear.
Well, I think it is, too.
So, my friends out there, do call in. The number here is 877-876-5227. I think it's time for Charlene to do some work.
Well, and she wanted to know who her spirit guides were, and that's important, too. But it looks like Archangel Michael's been pretty much a part of her, even her past life.
Yes.
And so that's been a pretty incredible thing to find out.
Oh, yes. And, you know, something else that I find fascinating, too. Archangel Michael is shown in religious art also as, I think it's Saint George. You know, Saint George stands with a sword, and it is like he is slaying the dragon. That also was done as Archangel Michael. It was, you know, through different groups of people, but they were receiving that same energy of him. So, Charlene, give people, because we do have some new people out there who are listening, an idea of how you work.
Well, actually, we work with the vibrational frequency, like you were talking about, with sound. If somebody asks me for, let's say that they call and they want their higher source to deal with a healing, sometimes if an individual is dealing with an ailment in the body, usually it's on the metaphysical, on the subconscious level. So then you'll go in and have God remove whatever that issue is that's dealing with the metaphysical and replace it with a positive. Interesting enough, a lot of it is learning how to love the self, you know, and being able to let go of those things that are creating the pain, which is a lot of times resentment or animosity, unforgiveness, all of those feelings, like you were doing with her, feelings have the vibrational frequency, and those frequencies start interfering in the cell memory. But some of that is being brought up in this present time because of our past lives. And sometimes it comes in our DNA from our ancestral line. So what we do is ask their higher source to go in and remove the vibrational frequency of what they are dealing with and replace it with a higher frequency of maybe it's God loves me or my higher source loves me. I'm loved unconditionally. I love myself unconditionally just the way I am. Can be forgiveness of self, releasing responsibility for other people's behavior, and then being responsible for your own and the way that you've dealt with it and create unforgiveness of yourself. That's very important.
Something that I wanted you to kind of touch on a little bit, Charlene, is we say these things about how we work with this, but give people a little idea of how you go into either theta or the quantum field to do this. I kind of wanted you to deal with that.
Yeah, because when you go as a clinical hypnotherapist, what you do is you learn how to take the brain waves into theta. And the brain waves slow down from 4 to 6 cycles per second, but you can also do that by going into the heart chakra, having the heart energy in the heart chakra, going up in through the crown chakra, and going up to a higher dimension, because there's a different energy field after you go 3 feet, 6 feet, 8 feet, and scientists have now showed that there is a different energy field as we leave the physical realm, and we go higher, and it calms down the brain waves. When it calms down the brain waves, you go into a theta state, or some call it the quantum field. And when that happens, you go in and ask the higher source to change the vibrational frequency of what's been going on, and then put the positive frequency in. What's a good example for pulling something out that we've been working on?
Well, how about fear?
Fear is a great one. See, you can fear having lack of money. I think we dealt with that a little bit on Saturday, and that was a really fun process that we went through in reevaluating the words that were being said. Because what happens is the way we speak is actually what we're getting, because it's projected into the quantum field, and then it comes back to us, and the subconscious can only understand what you say. It doesn't have the capacity for a reasoning. So if you say to somebody, don't forget the milk when you come home, the subconscious heard forget the milk because it can't reason out don't. In other words, it only hears forget the milk. And or you can say to the children, don't forget to pick up your clothes before you go to bed. And then they go to bed and the clothes are still on the floor, but you've actually told them to leave them on the floor. Because our traditional way of speaking is different than what it should be, because our subconscious has, like I said, has no capacity to reason out, oh, she really meant to pick up the milk, or mom or dad really did mean for me to pick my clothes up.
Charlene, let me give the folks a reminder here. What you're saying is just fascinating, but I want to remind people we have 10 minutes, and 10 minutes left of this show. If you wish to call in and have Charlene work with some healing aspect, or, you know, maybe you've got some aches and pains, something that you need a healing with, or maybe you need to program the field for more finance, better finances, prosperity.
Well, and a lot of them can be relationships.
Relationships.
Right.
As I said, folks, we have 10 minutes. Give us a call. It's a toll-free number, 877-876-5227. I want Charlene to do some work today.
You know, one of the most interesting things in the years I've been doing this is I call it the sphere of understanding, and that is that between conception and approximately 5, 8, 10 years, we learn a certain behavior pattern, and it's programmed into the subconscious mind. And a lot of times that information also comes from our ancestral line. It also comes from our past lives. And so we come into this lifetime with what's called cellular memory. So we can go in, and when I say we, whoever your higher source is, whether it's God, the middle of the universe, or universe, everybody has their own higher source that they want to contact and be in complete harmony with. And so then we go in and change that. The reason I call it the sphere, but is that clicking?
No.
The reason that we call that the sphere of understanding is because you are learning a behavior pattern. You're learning a thought pattern. And so when you learn that, then what you do is you can be repeating it over and over and over again in your life. So if you, let's say that an individual has abuse in their childhood, or even control. Abuse is control. So then they get married, and what do? Is you marry into what you understand. Now, that's not always the case, but in most cases. So what we do is go in and ask God or your higher source to pull out the abuse, the feelings that you have, the being controlled that you feel. And then when you pull that out, you go in and ask for the removal of it, and it's a vibrational frequency of sound, of feelings, and thought patterns. And so then you pull that out, and you put in new. And that is, I am in control of my own life only. I am in charge of what I do. I now honor myself. I respect myself. I expect others to respect myself. Those are some things that you can put in. And the miracle of it is the subconscious does not know any different. It only understands what you just gave it. So once you pull it out, then you'll have a behavior that isn't repeated over and over again. And all of a sudden, you'll be saying, oh, in the past, I would have been upset by that. But I don't feel anything about it now.
You know, Charlene, what's so fascinating is how this information is tied into this reading that I started talking about when
right.
we first began the show. And this particular individual, what she was told is that she had always, and this is tying into what you have
right.
just said, that's why I'm mentioning this. This person had always been a warrior for the light in many of their past lifetimes. And because they were a leader, they suffered as many of the other warriors suffered in the past, because when battles were lost to the dark forces, the vanquished was made to suffer. And because this person was a warrior, they suffered excruciating pain because they were killed.
Okay, and so then it's like what you were saying. Then you deal with the fear of being a light worker again.
Well, that's part of it, but they
right.
also had trauma now that was stored in their energy body, or what you're working with, to
right.
clear. And this is some of the things that, just a little example of what a person might have to clear from a past lifetime.
Exactly. Exactly. So then what their higher source will do is take out the fear, the feeling of fear, take out the violence. Now, the fear would be what? Of violence?
Well, the trauma of pain.
Yeah, of pain, of dying. or even watching others that they cared about having to go through that.
That's right.
So that would be a fear as well, and that has to be pulled out.
Yes, in the past, history has shown us that so many of the people have lived and died in some very trying circumstances, and we don't always realize that this is carried forth to be cleared. It could be in the energy body, and if these things aren't dealt with, they can show up as physical symptoms.
Yes, and that's where the metaphysical comes in. And then the interesting thing about clearing this, and the, something that you've mentioned before too, in when we're doing these clearings, is we don't just clear that one individual. We're going to clear the ancestral line, which is in the DNA, and then because it's not in the DNA anymore, it's not going to be passed on to the next generation.
Hallelujah.
Because it's been canceled. The higher source will cancel the vibrational frequency of the experience, and
well,
it'll be gone.
Charlene, we don't have a lot more time left, and there might be some people who are hearing our voices, or else they listen to this in the archive, and they might want to know your number so that they can call you for some work that they might want to do with you personally. And what would your phone number be?
Okay, it's Mountain Standard Time. It's 801-944-9346. And if I don't answer in 48 hours, please call me back and speak slowly your name and your telephone number, because I've got three machines and they don't always pick it up. So it isn't that I'm avoiding it, I just haven't received it.
Well, some of the reason is you're a high-energy person and you blip them right off the screen.
I know. Not only that, but I do end machines really fast, so just forgive me, please.
And so, folks, I have a website, carolynevers.com, CarolynEvers. There's books by Archangel Michael, by some of the masters that have to do with healing, and the conference calls. Do join us. So, Charlene, we probably have 1 minute.
Oh.
Is there anything in particular that you would like to close with?
Well, I think the thing that you were teaching her was really very good, and that is to go to that feeling, like when she's doing the meditating, of those feelings that she felt about her children.
Mm-hmm.
Not thinking about the children, but recall the feelings you have that are the most profound of peace and love and well-being, and then maintain that. Even when you go into a state of fear, then say, no, cancel that, and then go back into that, into the positive.
Oh, you're so profound, Charlene.
Thank you.
So, folks, we have the Wednesday show on Cosmic Connections. We also have a Saturday show every other Saturday and every Sunday, and that is The Message and the Messenger. Tune in. Our shows are similar but excitingly different.
They definitely are.
See you next week, Charlene.
Okay, thank you, dear.
Goodbye, darling.
Goodbye, everybody.